The final I do, but do we see tonight's happy couple making it long term? The big question. Plus, we have Tyler and LaToya joining us in studio. With all that, I propose that we get started.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Look at that dance move. Look at the singing. Take it over. Take it. Go, girl.
Say what's on my heart.
There you go. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. The last episode of The Proposal this season. Incredible. And I think they went out on a good note. I think tonight was great.
Oh, it was great. It's a great episode. Good ending.
Good ending. And I think we enjoy both the people. I think as we'll talk, do we think they were right for each other? That's one of the many things that we'll be talking about. We're also going to be doing a great special segment of kind of what do you look for in your significant other. And of course, the thing we don't want to tease anymore is that we have Tyler and LaToya joining us in studio. Thank you.
Yay. Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for
appreciate you guys
us.
Joining. They watched with us tonight. Yeah. It was cool to be able to watch with them, to be able to hear their thoughts on the show. Thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Michael Klaus. I am with you and joining you always. And I am joined tonight by three lovely ladies, as always, again.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mina.
Hey, what's up, Proposal fans. My name's Lauren Ashley.
Hey, everyone. I'm Lauren Pacheco.
So, first off, how are things?
Things are amazing.
That's as broad as I could go.
Yeah.
How are things?
Things are really good.
Yeah.
They're unexpectedly great.
Fantastic. And I know you're still doing somewhat long distance.
Yes, we
are. Right? So how often do you get to see each other?
I'm out here about once every 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. And calls, Skype, I mean, what is the technology benefits of long-term, or what are you using?
Yeah, we talk every day. You know, FaceTime, text, just checking in throughout the day.
That's awesome. So what are your thoughts watching the show and knowing that you've been on it and kind of going through that experience? Are you still watching? Are you watching and being like, man, I can't believe it. We were on that.
Yeah, I can't believe we were on that. I think I was one of the only ones to not propose for marriage,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I'm happy I did it that way to get to know LaToya better and not put any pressure on us to... I don't know how many relationships are actually working out. I mean, some are, which is amazing.
Yep.
And I stand by that, but I'm happy LaToya and I are doing things the way we are, and it's been a great experience so far.
Though I did tell him that he cheated me out of a ring. I mean, my finger's bare, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. But yeah, the show is incredible. I think it's a great experience regardless of what happens. But if you go in with the right mindset and, like, really listen to your intuition and be, like, honest about who you are and, like, what you have to offer and what you need, I think that it can work.
So the question, so you said he cheated you out of a ring. Does Neil Lane still owe you a ring? How does that work? If you don't propose, do you not get the ring right away?
Right. I didn't get a ring. Since he didn't propose marriage, I don't get a ring.
Did Neil not hook you up, Tyler?
They take it back.
Oh, wow.
They took it back from LaToya. I gave it to you.
So that means that if we ever get engaged, he has to do bigger and better than that.
Just give him a call. Just call him up and be like, hey, where's my ring at?
Yeah. Exactly.
I can't believe they took it from you. Like, what was the conversation?
Oh, we'll need those back. But they take them from everyone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then after, like, if you're together, you get it back.
Right.
Oh, so there is, you're hopeful.
Get it back? Well,
you know what? I'm not sure. If we got engaged later down the line, I don't know if we would get that ring back. But for the couples that proposed marriage and they accepted, they did get their rings back.
Okay. Wow.
You should have told me that. And I...
Tyler's texting the producers right now. So,
hey, my good buddy Neil.
That's amazing.
Do you have any questions for them, ladies?
Oh, I have a few questions.
I'm excited to hear.
Okay, I know. I watched the show, and I was Team Michael. I'm totally not Team Michael anymore. I'm Team Tyler. I get it now. I see you guys. You look amazing. I'm very happy. Okay, my first question. Do you guys talk about marriage now? Or is that, like, long down the line?
We do talk about marriage. Maybe it's more me. I bring it up and I always say, well, we did meet on a show called The Proposal, so I need to know. Yeah, so we talk about marriage. We talk about, like, future goals and where we want our lives to go.
Okay. Do you think you guys will settle here or settle in Dallas or going to do the kind of back and forth thing?
I think that we're both.
Yeah, I mean, LaToya plans on moving out here, you know, sometime in the near future. Awesome. So I think we'll probably settle out here.
Did you know that it was Tyler from the beginning?
I did not know that it was Tyler from the beginning. I mean, if you want my very, very honest answer, sorry, Tyler. When that 10th guy walked out, I was like, end this show. Like, I'm not picking any of these people.
What guy?
Sorry, the 10th guy.
When all of you were picking them.
I was like, no. Sorry.
What was it that, at what point did you know that it was Tyler, and what was it about him where you were like, I'm sold?
Honestly, it was his proposal that sold me. But, like, throughout the episode, he never gave me a reason to get rid of him. And then that turned into he kept giving me reasons for him to stay. You know what I mean? Like, he was kind of that quiet force. And then, like, when he started talking and the more he talked, the more it was, like, this guy's a really, like, good, solid guy.
What were your expectations going? Were you like, this is it? Or were you like, you know, we'll see what happens?
We'll see what happens, for sure. Like, I had no idea what to expect. And so I was just like, whatever it is, I'm going to have a good time and we will see what happens.
How much have you talked about your experience together on the show of like, this is what I was thinking of this? Because like hearing what you said, I'm like, I didn't think it was going to work. And Tyler's like, what, excuse me? So how much have you talked about what each of your thoughts were at various points of the show?
I don't know if we've really talked about that in detail.
Yeah, I mean, the night after we went out in Studio City, Firefly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we went out there, and we kind of talked a little bit about the show, just like a quick recap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know if we ever really – I think I kind of like ask questions randomly. Like I'll think of something, oh, like what made you ask that? Or like for instance, the sex question. Because she met my family, and she's like, just so you all know, I didn't you know, come up with that question.
Yes.
They made me ask it.
Okay. Interesting. So.
I wonder, especially watching tonight's episode, and we talked about this, people were very open about things, about, oh, my mom passed away at this age, oh, this person had this much cancer. Are they encouraging, and I'll say that word, encouraging you to be very open about these very deep moments in your life, thinking that that will, you know, get everything out and make you grow deeper?
Well, I mean, it is TV, right? Mm-hmm. And so they want the best stories for TV. And I do think that they want us to be open and honest and vulnerable for an authentic experience. But they are also very open in allowing us to be us and, like, talk about the things that we want to talk about. So I think it's a combination of all of those things.
So, Tyler, I remember you had talked about losing a lot of weight. Is that something that they encourage you to ask, or is that something you brought to them, like, you know, this is a part of my story and I want to share this?
They asked, you know, what have some difficult challenges you've faced in the past, you know, and that came up, you know, that was a big turning point for me. So I thought that was something to bring up, and they were really harping on that, you know, to make sure I brought that up when I went out there. So
sure.
A lot of people are saying that they love you guys. They say, cannot wait for them to have children. Those kids will be gorgeous. So no pressure. But Avalon Park is rooting for you guys.
So far, I've been getting all these messages, and I asked LaToya, this is a while back, and I'm like, what does swirl mean? And
I'm done. My husband's what? Jewish, so I
keep getting like girlfriend. Swirl life, and I'm like, is that like surfing term? Like I don't know what that means.
LaToya, what did you respond?
He was like, do you know what swirl means? I was like, yeah, I know what it means. He's like, well, what is it? And I was like, black, white, like swirl. Yes. And he was like,
I was thinking like a frosty, like a.
I love that.
So we talked about getting shirts that I was going to get a black one that said swirl life in white, and he was going to get a white one.
Do it. Send us a picture of what you guys do. That's amazing.
What someone asking in the Dawn Fan Forever, which again, I want to shout out people in the live chat. If you have a question, put it in there. We'll try to work it into the show. I know we have a couple dozen people watching live right now. Go to that chat. Be able to interact with yourselves. Be interact with us. They said, what is your plan to have success and not let the public dictate how fast or slow you kind of progress in your relationship? People are obviously following the show. They want to know, are they still together? What's the plan?
Mm-hmm. So that is a good question. And so one of my hesitations about doing the show is putting my life in the public eye. And we definitely had a few interesting situations. Like I had someone take a screenshot of a picture that Tyler had liked and send it to me in my DM. I think as a, like, ooh, look at what your man's doing.
Oh,
so, like,
gosh,
we're pretty open.
But in my defense, it was, like, in April, and it was one of my friends.
Yeah, like, it didn't matter. You know what I mean? But yes. It was just annoying to me that someone thought that that was necessary. But mm-hmm. we're open with each other. Like, he sees my DMs, I see his. We're really just going at our own pace, and we appreciate the fan love and kind of, like, brush off the haters.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think a big part of that, too, we took control of it, you know, by not proposing on the show. It kind of gave us time to get to actually, you know, start a relationship first, you know, versus, like, kind of being forced into something after, you know, only meet, you know, knowing each other for, you know, a couple of minutes, really, you know.
Yeah.
So...
What did you think when he didn't propose? Were you expecting him to propose?
No. And so, actually, I was really nervous. And I was like, what if no one proposes and I'm the only person that does not have a proposal? But then I was like, what if they do propose and I have to say yes? So I appreciated that he gave me another option.
Okay, I have to ask, what did your mom say after she asked the bottom three or top three guys the questions? What did she say to you in the pod?
Good question.
So she, my mom is my number one supporter, and she's always like, Lerna.
I loved her name.
Thank you. So she's always like, whatever you think is best, but she was definitely a fan of Tyler and Michael. Garland, she was, you know.
Right, because his answer to his question was not that great.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
And ABC gave him a second chance. So my mom asked him the question before. And his answer, when she was confused, he wasn't sure what she asked, but his response was very rude. And so we did it again, retaped it, and it was a little smoother.
So his first answer
was
not
even worse
good
than the second.
Because what we saw wasn't good.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Can you remind me what the question was?
So she said, you know, my daughter asked you the question about your relationship with the mother of your child.
Oh, okay.
Your mouth said one thing, but your face said something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he thought she said something about Facebook, so he was like, what? Like, I don't even have Facebook. What are you talking about? And we were like,
what?
Yeah.
What?
So, yeah, we were like, like,
that's
try
so disrespectful.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so then I have to ask, what made you choose Garland? I mean, you chose Tyler overall. Did it not matter at that point?
I think it was, like, I thought Michael was super sweet. I don't know if I felt any chemistry between me and him, but I did think he was a great guy. And so I wasn't sure what I was going to do. So I was like, Garland's cute. Tyler's great. Let's see what happens.
Well, it's obviously all worked out. I want to be able to obviously talk about this episode, which, what were your thoughts about this episode? Watching this and knowing and seeing there were certainly a lot of people. Obviously, Amber was the main girl, and then there were a lot of top choices for the men. What were your thoughts watching this episode?
I thought Brian was actually going to win.
Really?
And at the end, he kind of gave like a Tom Brady answer. You know, her friend asked that question, and she
about jealousy, right?
Yeah, it was like, you know, I'm not the one to get jealous. You know, I'm loyal. Said two other things, and it was just short and simple. But he got to the point, and I think that kind of hurt him.
Well, do you think, and this is something I was wondering too, do you think that she is someone that wanted to feel the jealousy, if that makes sense? Like, because he really did get an answer. He was like, well, I don't play the jealousy card. I'm loyal. What does it matter what other people think? And I thought it was a great answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some girls really don't like that, though. Like, when a guy's too cool and they don't get jealous, they're like, oh, you don't care about me? You don't care if someone else is interested in
me? Well,
and
he could have said he wasn't going to get jealous. He could have said, like, it would bother me, but I'm not jealous.
Mm-hmm. That means he's jealous, though.
A little bit.
I think that's a really good point. And even the fact that her best friend was like, all the guys flock to her.
Yeah.
What makes you so unique? Maybe she is looking for that kind of attention. I mean, I hadn't thought about it, but...
Yeah, because I looked at his answer and I was like... And I said this on a previous week, that the short answers are great. Like, guys, girls, keep your answers short, because when you start saying and but, then you feel like you gotta say something. His was like, I don't play that card. I feel like loyalty is important, and that's what I think we could have. I was like, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think when the people, like, talk a little too much, then it kind of ruins their flow and their game, because then he's like, okay, time's up. Then it gets, like, really awkward.
I think sometimes, though, but I also think it's kind of cool to see someone stumble and how they recover, because I feel like that's when you see their cute little quirks and things they like to do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, short and sweet, yeah, but I want to get to know you, and we don't have a lot of time, so give me more.
For people who don't know, I want to be able to point this out as well. This was not supposed to be the last episode. This was not supposed to be episode 10. This was episode 2, which, if you remember at the very beginning of the season, was the episode that was cut because there was a sexual assault situation happening with one of the contestants. And so you'll actually notice that's why tonight there were 9 contestants versus 10, which there usually was. And if you're really good, you probably picked up on several voiceovers that they did with Jesse to be able to redo certain things that he was saying. Are you guys surprised that ABC decided to continue to air this episode, just cutting him out? Do we think they made the right decision in that?
Yeah, I think they definitely made the right decision because, you know, like, what if this ends up being a couple that actually lasts? And think about all the production money and time that went into not just scouting for the talent, but creating the show and creating the episode and having audience members come in. I think it would have been a huge loss to just be like, we're just going to get rid of it. It would make more sense if you're already that much invested to find a way around it.
This makes me think that they did last now because I feel like they wanted to air it because they were a successful couple.
Yeah. Maybe. And they edited him out pretty well. Like, you would have never known.
Yeah, he didn't make it past. He didn't make it past the first round, if you want to say that. So he didn't even get to talk on camera.
If he made it to, like, the final three, I would have liked to see them, like, blur the face. That, you know, that weird thing they did.
That's so good.
That's a real question. How did you think your blob looked?
Oh my gosh, it was so bad. I was like, wow.
That's so funny.
How did both of your families feel about you going on to the show?
My mom loved it.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah, she thought it was so awesome. She was eating it up, posting things on Facebook, and she was doing more. You know, she did all my advertising for me about the show.
So my mom's the complete opposite. She was hesitant at first, but, like, once she found out it was just a one day shoot and the concept of the show, she was okay with it. And she loves Tyler, so she's, like, happy with the way that it's gone.
How was Cape Cod?
Crazy.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
She met my entire family, my mom and dad, obviously, and then all my extended family, cousins, my best friends.
Grandmother. So cute. Wow. But we just have to talk about that for a second. So it's land that's in his dad's family.
Yeah.
And the house that his grandmother lives in was built in the 1700s. And she has, like, all of this, what I'm going to call memorabilia, like, in the house. Paintings and just, like, amazing things. And she's so sweet, and she's so cute, and it's just great. It's like a family parcel with, like, lots of houses, so, like, the whole family stays there. But it was really great.
I just love watching you guys. Like, you are an amazing couple.
They're still holding hands.
Yes, I know.
They're still holding hands.
Dote on each other.
Swirl life.
It feels very natural. So hashtag swirl life.
We should hashtag it.
We totally should.
Was it, like, right when you guys finished taping that, you know, kind of like that awkward moment where you're being told, like, to go backstage, or, like, what you have to do at the end after the proposal or the non-proposal, whatever you want to call it. What was that like? Like, was it awkward? Like, did you feel like you were, like, trying to talk right away? Or, like, what was it like to, like, be apart and then come back together again?
Luckily, it was brief. I mean, it was awkward. I think the funniest thing is Tyler was like, well, here, let me give you my number. And then he's, like, telling me his first and last name and spelling it for me.
Oh,
and I'm like,
gosh.
I just went through this experience with this guy, and I don't know his last name. But it was pretty brief, and overall, it was nice. It was him and my mom, best friend, and my goddaughter, and so we were all back there together.
Oh, nice.
Well, keep going.
I was saying, they did some, like, behind-the-scenes, like, filming, too, that never aired.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
They do it, like, between the rounds. They would, like, you know, come up to the camera and, like, ask us questions. And then right after we did the finished the show, we walked off and they were, like, interfacing with the cameras, asking us questions. And
what did they ask you?
I kind of blacked out right after the show. I don't really.
That would be amazing footage to have for, like, your wedding video or something like that. You know? Like, yeah. Just a little flashback of how we met.
That is cute.
Yeah. Just giving you ideas. Just right. Throwing them out there.
Well, we heard from Tyler, his favorite, I don't know if he was your favorite, but he certainly thought he was a standout star, was Brian tonight. Did anybody else stand out in tonight's yes. episode? Who?
Yes. Okay, I was a little disappointed John didn't make it, and he got cut way too early.
John, not Johnny, right? So John yes. Laws, who's a sports broadcaster, competitive swimmer.
Yes, and the reason why he didn't stand out to me in the very beginning, he stood out to me during the swimsuit portion. I mean, ironically, he's a swimmer, but just because he wasn't taking it seriously, but it was so endearing to kind of see him walking and, like, laughing at himself a little bit. I just thought he was so quirky and so cute, and I was like, he's definitely going to make it. When he didn't, I was a little sad. Because she even, like, giggled in the back, like, at the things that he was doing.
But then we don't know if that was edited in at that time.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. I loved Brian from the beginning. I think all of his answers were spot on. He said what needed to be said. Maybe a little too quick, like I said before. But I think that, like, he talked about his family, his sisters, his stepdad, which I thought was
yes.
so important.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it just, he really made it real.
I think. I feel really like he checked all the boxes.
He did. So, I don't know what happened there.
What? I mean,
I picked Johnny for sure. from round one. I predicted
Can we
it.
Talk about the can we talk about the biggest travesty tonight?
Oh, you boy.
Kevin and his Instagram full of tacos did not make it past the first round. What do you got against tacos?
You literally were like, that's the winner.
Yeah,
I was like, this is good. Didn't make it past the first round.
It wasn't enough. Maybe if he said, like, takes pictures of burritos, then she would have been like, oh, yeah.
I mean, I just...
Yeah.
Can I say something? So, just so you guys know, the face tattoo thing, like, what they say in the beginning... I never said I hated face tattoo, which is like crazy. I'm like, what? And then they're like, his favorite country is Italy. I'm like, I've never even been to Italy. I've never, like, where are they getting this from?
What?
Yeah.
Oh my
Wait,
gosh.
Latoya, are you hearing this? Wow. Are you hearing that voice? Or is that just for us to hear?
During the show, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Because I wondered that, too. Is that just for the audience here? Because it also was the question tonight. It was the question with Brian, because they kept saying he was a Texan, an oil tycoon. And it said music engineer.
Right. We're just making up stuff at this point.
Maybe they got a little confused.
Wait, no. How do you get
so now we just can't believe anything.
No, I can't believe. Now I'm like really annoyed because why would they say your favorite country is Italy?
Right.
I think somebody else's favorite country was Italy, too. Uh-huh. So I think they just like. Put it twice. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. I feel like it's kind of like product placement in a sense. Like, he loves his Fitbit. You can buy it now for $5.99.
Right? Yeah. Well, I feel like it's supposed to add to the cheesiness of a pageant. Like, I feel like that's
what it
is. I
know, but if it's not accurate, that's just... I'm like, legitimately angry right
now. Don't get me wrong. The commentary is amazing.
It
like,
is.
Everything
it's
they
hilarious.
Say is so funny.
Yes.
I don't really mind if it's a lie.
But I also think it's because it was the first season, and it was such, like, a rush, and they were trying to figure it out and get it all done,
yeah.
that it just kind of didn't always line up.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting of how that show works. And speaking of how shows work and how AfterBuzz works, want to be able to share something with you guys. Lauren, take
all
it
right.
away.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no other network that works harder to serve our television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button for... Now, right now, for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
We are the ESPN of TV Talk. Truly, the number of shows that we have, it says it right in the background. And again, everyone's worried about the pesky notification. You can turn them off.
Turn them off.
It's great.
Yes.
You want more content like this, we give it to you for free. That's all we ask. Mr. Rogers and Christian Grey. Can we... How does that work? Does anybody else hear that and was like, But I don't think that
that's
could
like
work.
Not knowing what you
no,
want.
That's no, that's not. She no. wants Christian Grey and thinks that sounds kind of bad. So I'm going to say Mr. Rogers and make it kind of a joke. But this woman wants Christian Grey.
Well, I guess yeah. Mr. Rogers because she has two kids and she needs to keep yes. them preoccupied
but
as she's
Rogers?
With Christian Grey.
No.
Yeah. Do you think Johnny fits that?
No.
Honestly?
I think Johnny's great, but he doesn't.
Honestly?
Yeah, actually, he is
he
like Mr.
probably
Rogers.
Could, and we don't know, because his body is just for him, God, and her, okay? Ooh,
right?
How would we know?
Great line. Great line.
Mm. I feel like, yeah, but since when, I don't know, it just, since when does a guy who's a personal trainer never
exactly.
go around shirtless? Like, that's bullshit.
I mean,
I don't buy it for a second.
No, don't be hating on Johnny.
I don't believe that for a second.
But it kind of
no, I think Johnny is just a very wholesome guy.
He said, is wholesome, but for him to say that my body is for God, you're a personal trainer. Don't tell me once you've never
well,
worked
no,
out.
No, but maybe he means
swimming?
It. Maybe he means it in terms of like broadcasting it to the public on air.
Okay.
Maybe he means it like that.
Well, I think so. That is how he meant it.
What do you guys think?
Well, I think the whole Mr. Rogers, Christian Grey, is that same thing like Lady in the Streets, Freaking the Sheets?
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'll
like
be
that.
Interested to learn more about these guys after the show airs across the nation and we get those Instagram handles so we can see who they really are.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think Shad. I'm not
Shad.
Saying it wrong.
Shad.
No,
that's
it
his
just
name.
Sounds
I think he would have been the perfect pick for her if she didn't have kids.
Right, because his answer was not good. He was like, I would be a good dad for them.
Yeah.
What?
I feel like she just wants to call him daddy.
Yeah.
She will. I mean, hey, we got the role play. We got the lingerie.
Yeah.
Private time. He's going to introduce her to some
mm-hmm.
new things.
Mm-hmm.
If this doesn't
answer
work out.
That question and not have it be awkward. That is so invasive and uncomfortable.
Yes.
I mean,
that's
you did
true.
It really well, by the way.
What's that?
The way you answered that like awkward sex question that she was kind of forced to ask you.
Yeah.
Forced.
I feel like that's the best way to...
That, yes.
You were kind of shy about it, but at the same time, you were still confident when you said it. You're like, so yeah, it's definitely better now.
Yeah, and I knew my grandma was watching, so I didn't
all
want
right.
to say it too much.
Yeah.
You have to think about those kind of things.
Yeah.
Some people don't. And
some people...
Then they go on to shows on
right.
TV, like...
Like ones that have one
yeah.
night stands and just meet people
yeah.
in bars.
Mm, this sounds familiar. Is this from something? Is this
right.
from...
Is this from that's your
oh, last
girl.
Week.
Yeah, last week's.
Yeah.
Last week's episode. Johnny, and I thought this, like, throughout of... I almost thought that he would not propose. Was this anybody else's thought? And I think we talked about this. Is he too wholesome for her?
I don't think he's too wholesome for her. This is the thing. Because he's so hot and, like, muscly and hunky, I feel like the wholesomeness and that image combined kind of, like, makes her be like, oh, yeah, like, this is what I want.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about from her perspective. We're talking about from his perspective.
No,
but being wholesome, yes, that is the kind of guy that I would expect
yeah.
to propose. He's very religious.
Right.
I think that that is all-encompassing for him, specifically.
I mean, I could totally see him not proposing as well, just because I could see him being like, oh, like, I really want to get to know you better, and a proposal is a one-time thing, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to bring God into our relationship. I want to make sure you're the one. But at the same time, he's a Pisces, and Pisces fall in love like that. They really do.
Whatever
you know,
that means.
How do you know? Oh, he said it. Or maybe,
right, I was
or
like,
the
wait.
Announcer did.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yes, maybe
okay, but
why. Oh.
He's probably a Scorpio. We probably don't know.
That's true.
What were you? Whoa, look at those Instagram pictures, Jeff Garland.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Why is he showing
he's
everything?
A liar.
Whoa, that
is. You're right,
I was like, that's
bullshit.
I'm
that
very
body,
upset right now.
That
no,
body is
no
longer
no,
between
no,
her
no,
him and God.
He's just wholesome on TV.
He's
how many followers
awesome.
Does he have,
yeah,
Jeff Graham?
How many followers?
He's really hot.
Scroll up to the top here.
I'm highly disappointed.
I'm 1,700
not
followers.
For long.
Hey, you can DM for specials on some boot camps. Just everyone know.
What is his Instagram name? Thor Sidon?
Thor Sidon.
Oh, that's
like
great.
Thor,
wow.
Thor and Poseidon.
Yeah,
I feel like I don't
guy.
Even know this man.
Exactly.
Just two
yeah.
gods.
Yep.
Casual.
This guy.
He was completely
great.
Different on the show.
Look at that transformation. See, he's showing a transformation.
Wow, good
oh, goodness.
Oh, that raised
good.
Eyebrows.
The good news
I
is he
it.
Doesn't look narcissistic at all. So.
Latoya, what were your thoughts on him before seeing the Instagram?
I thought he was just this great, wholesome guy that would make someone an amazing boyfriend. And now I'm the same way. I'm like, who is this man?
I think they are going to last.
I think, I think they're gonna last for sure.
They are gonna last.
I give this a 99% success rate.
He's gonna get drunk at the bar and have a one night stand. She's gonna break up with him.
Yeah, I don't. Now seeing this, I'm like kind of. I don't know what to make of this.
I cannot. Okay, this is one of my non negotiables. We'll get to that segment later, though.
Yeah, that's gonna be our special segment. Selfies. Hang on, you'll get to hear about it. So that leads us to the question, what do we think the percentage are that they stay together?
I'm a 99% too.
You're a 99% mm-hmm. that they actually remain together?
Maybe not marriage, but to today, they are together.
Okay, so like 3 months in.
Yes.
I'm going to say like 45%.
45%?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I kind of like that number, but I think that it's over.
Yeah, I think it's 0% that they're together
right now.
Yeah. Nothing against them. I just don't think they're together right now.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of put my Instagram thoughts aside, and I think there was like a 10% chance because I think they're just too different. I think he is very wholesome and religious, and not to say she's not.
Okay.
But it's just, again, and I think we've talked about this on previous levels, that there are levels for people who are that religious. If you're like saying, oh, my body is between this and this, and he's mentioning God and everything, and I think he has someone that he wants to be with, and she has someone that she wants to be with, and they are not the same person.
But we don't know that she's not wholesome. She's a mother of two. She could be wholesome. She might like to get down in the bedroom.
No,
but
I don't think she's very wholesome.
I really did like her, but what I didn't like was her kind of throwing her ex-husband under the bus publicly and saying, oh, things got stale in the bedroom.
And that she friend-zoned him.
That's so embarrassing.
Don't you say that.
Also, like you said, you're married. Like, that's what happens. Get through it and move on. And
a lot of people
stay married for your kids.
You just mentioned friend-zone. A lot of people were saying on Twitter afterwards that she friend-zoned him at the very end. Anybody see this, or what were you talking about? Friend zoned.
Well, she said in the beginning that she like friend zoned her husband, which is like the most emasculating thing.
That's terrible.
Right. Yeah.
Poor guy. I hope he didn't watch the episode.
Oh, no, he definitely watched it.
Him and the kids.
A lot of people were saying in our chat, but a lot of people were also saying on Twitter that at the very end she friend zoned him too, because I don't know if he went in for a kiss and she said no or something that she said.
They did share a very friendly embrace.
Wait, yeah.
Are we talking about
tonight's episode with Amber and Johnny?
It was weird because so usually after the two proposals, you know, Jesse goes, "Okay, so now you've heard both proposals," and she went, "Yes." So I mean, it seems like she liked him a lot.
I want to say that the last two sentences that were spoken on the show were, "Her, this is weird. Him, this is so weird," and then it ends.
Maybe they're just being honest.
Yeah.
I want to let
and
you
guys know. And then they started making out.
Yeah. They did.
For everyone in the live chat or everyone watching live, which again, we have several dozen people, comment in the live chat. I want to know everyone else's percentages of if you think they'll stay together and what percentage chance that they maybe are still together. Just comment with your percentage, and again, we'll shout those out.
I need to know Shanice's percentage before
need to know.
It's always on the same page.
You're one of our most loyal fans.
Yes.
Well, I want to get to our special segment tonight. And I'm just realizing that there is no music for a special segment. It's for today because I was like ready for something. Didn't happen. But special segment, Mina, take it away.
Mr. Graham in the booth. All right, so for our special segment today, we are going to talk about non-negotiables in relationships. So, or non-negotiables when you first meet someone. So what's one thing, first of all, that someone can do that would completely turn you off so that you would be like, oh, I am definitely not going to be with this person anymore? And on the other end of the spectrum, what's one thing that you can find out about someone where you would be like, wow, I am all in right now because of this one thing. I am totally sold. So two things. Non-negotiable.
Okay.
You would never put up with it in a million years. And number two, the one thing that would have you sold from the get-go.
Okay. I have a couple. Okay. So religion, politics, those are non-negotiables for me. If you don't want kids, no. Mm-hmm. And if I'm sold, if you're the right religion and political view.
Just name the reversals.
Is there like one quality in a guy where you would say, I totally want this guy. This one thing just made me have hearts in my eyes, and I'm totally infatuated right now because of this one thing.
I just think loyalty is very big for me.
Okay.
So if a guy could show that he was, like, very loyal, maybe said he's never cheated on anyone, something like that. Because, unfortunately, like, that's kind of rare these days where someone has never cheated before, so.
So all you have to do is ask someone, have you cheated? No. Oh, okay,
that's
I'm in.
Sad.
Yeah,
that's
totally. Sad. Well, no. No. Religion and politics.
Your boyfriend's amazing, by the way. He tuned into the chat last week, so.
He's the best.
Okay, so. Non-negotiables for me, well, one, is if you have more selfies on your Instagram than I do, it's done. Those shirtless selfies.
100%.
Hell no. No, definitely not. And then the main thing that I look for, and my husband, that I know this about him, is that he's going to be a good dad. And I think that just stems from, like, you know, being a child and having, like, a stepdad, a dad, and I just really wanted to create that family unit. So seeing that from him is... you know, what I wanted. We're not having kids anytime soon. Mom, don't ask.
We literally have the same responses, but for mine, I'll be a little bit more specific. It's not necessarily the selfies that bother me. It's a very specific type of picture. When done repetitively, I'm just like, no. And that is the bathroom mirror selfie when the guy is flexing while holding his phone. I know it's very specific, but once wait, I see that, if there's more than one of those,
so basically what Johnny did.
No.
Johnny had more than one, so.
I can't deal with that. No. The other non-negotiable, if you are rude to, like, I pay attention to how you treat everyone. So not just the people you like.
Yeah.
The people that you don't like. How do you treat someone you don't like? Because that shows a lot about your personality and if you're a diplomatic person and if you're cordial with people you don't like or if you are bitter and maybe a little bit petty. So that's my other non-negotiable. In terms of things that would sell me from the get-go, if you're good with kids and you're really close to your family, my heart melts immediately. And then also humor. If you're really funny and in a way that's not necessarily mainstream, that's kind of like weird or dark, then I'm kind of sold from the beginning too.
Yeah. Dark humor.
Interesting.
Okay.
I'll go, selfies are, I'm not a big fan of selfies. Like, girls who have a lot of selfies on their profile.
Really?
Stuff, like, no.
I just always wondered if it was the reverse, because girls are selfie queens.
They're very selfie queens.
Way.
Because I think that like, I don't know. Personally, if I look at that, I'll be like, they're very self-centered. That's what I see. Especially in a lot of situations where, like, there are certain times when selfies are okay. If there's nobody else to take a picture. But sometimes I don't get when people take selfies when it's like, ask someone to take a picture. It'll look much better than you in your face trying to get this right. Girl, someone's right here. Ask them to take a picture.
Now, Michael, I want to ask you this, though. This is the new culture. This is what people do. So you're not necessarily who you're presenting yourself to be online.
I don't like this culture.
Right. Okay. Fair.
So that's a turnoff. This is a weird to say.
Turn on.
Because I'm about to get churchy and religious. My biggest turn on is if they're in a Bible study. Hey! Love when that happens. No, but yeah, because it shows, and it's church, but then it's like a next step because that shows you are very committed. Like if you are like actually in a Bible study or if you're meeting with people, like that's big. Big, and it shows that commitment.
It's very nice.
So. What do you think?
What are yours?
Well, that's pretty intense, first of all.
I'm a very religious... I haven't opened up about it a lot, but I'm a very religious person.
All right,
so
Johnny.
It's something. That's why...
wholesome, Mr. Wholesome.
He has all the dirty jokes on cue.
Uh-huh, he
like,
sure does.
That's what she said jokes
yeah,
for. He is
sure
a religious
does.
One.
But all jokes aside, that's very admirable.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Today's culture is a little different and difficult. I don't tend to think in terms of extremes, so I don't know if I've really thought about this previously, but I do not like when men are sexually or like physically aggressive right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's
mm-hmm.
a surefire
mm-hmm.
way for me to be like no. And what turns me on, the same thing, a guy who's good with kids, or like guys who are genuine gentlemen. And Tyler is that person. Like he's always so considerate and so sweet. Exactly. And so I'm like, I'm in it to win it.
I love how you say guy. I love how you say guy, LaToya. It's so cute.
Yeah.
It's adorable. Guy.
Yeah, so I guess non-negotiable is how you treat other people. Mm-hmm. So kind of like what you had said, you know how you treat, you know, the waiter, even if he'd messed up or something like that, and if you're rude or something like that, it's kind of it's a huge turn off for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a turn on, I would say, you know, how you treat, you know, your family, if you're, you know, close with your family. Mm-hmm. I just think being able to talk to people is a big thing, you know, not being shy to actually, you know, go up and talk to somebody. Yeah.
That's great. No. I think that's very important.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
Just looking at her.
That's awesome. Well, let's get to our news and social media tonight. And for news, we're going to talk about last week's couple.
Yes. Mm. So things are not looking good in paradise for last week's Bachelor and contestant Michael Neely and rapper Ashley J. The couple is no longer together. Are you surprised? I'm not surprised at all. Right after the episode aired, The Proposal TV posted this picture, and they said that they had a good time getting to know each other, but they are not a right fit. And actually, Ashley J went on Instagram Live after the episode aired and said that she didn't want to be picked. So I want to know where the runner-up Jasmine is at. She deserved to be picked. So, Michael, you should hit her up, and we'll watch that love story unfold.
And then she can be like Shelby and talk about how he slid into her DMs.
Sure.
No, thank you.
She's like Swerve.
Yeah.
And we have some social media tonight.
That was our social media.
Oh, that was social media.
It was a little bit 2-for-1.
Little 2-for-1. Wow. Another episode done. The season over. Thoughts on the show, real quick. We got 2 minutes left. Thoughts on the show. Do we think it'll be back for a season 2?
I can only hope.
Yeah, we really are hoping for a season 2. I don't see why not. The show is amazing. It's great.
Definitely. And not just because the show is great, but because it's so easy and cost-effective. Like, it's a reality show. You don't have to pay people to be on the show, right? Mm-hmm. They don't pay you. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
You got a job today. Okay.
Paid for your time?
Which is why, that's another reason why I think they actually aired that last episode, was because they actually can't get paid until that airs.
Well, that is part of the contract. Like, they don't get paid until that. But I would assume they would have paid them anyway.
Is it paid based on time there? Is that the...
Like, do you get paid more for...
Or was it like a flat rate? Further?
It's a flat rate. Mm. Yeah, it's a flat rate.
Okay.
Is your rate different than his?
It is. Surprise. But Tyler got more than I got.
What?
He did, because he won. So, like, the person that wins gets more. Which I get.
Wow.
Do you mind if we ask what the amounts were?
I'm going to not say.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can we say several hundred, several thousand? Are we in ballpark?
I'm still not going to say just
you're fine, for show purpose.
Yes.
Totally get it.
Well, Can we know in 2 minutes?
Do you want the show back for season 2?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, I think it'd be good.
I think it works, one. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great time, and yeah. Like, I hope they change it a little bit. I don't know how they'll change it, but I would like to see, like, a different spin.
Yes.
Nice. Well... Again, that wraps us up. Thank you to everyone who's watching in the live chat. So we have an amazing live chat group who's always been with us this entire season. We've appreciated your thoughts and opinions based on every single episode. Everyone who's watching live, we hope that you've enjoyed this. And again, AfterBuzz, we offer dozens of shows. Any show that basically you watch on TV, on Netflix, on Hulu. We are the ESPN of TV Talk. This right here is not lying. So go subscribe. Check out what other shows we have. And if you just enjoy talking and discussing your favorite shows and what happened and plot points and what happened to this person and what happened to this person and did this person break this other person's heart, like what we talk about on this show, make sure you subscribe. Until then, ladies, where can they find you?
Hey everyone, I'm Mina, and you can follow all of my adventures on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
Thank you so much for following our proposal journey, you guys. I'm Lauren Ashley Beck, and you can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Ashley Beck.
Aww, thanks for watching, guys. I love you all, and I'm really sad it's ending. Thanks for watching. I'm Lauren Pacheco. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lauren T. Pacheco.
And where can they find you?
I'm Tyler Phillips. You can find me on Instagram at ty.phillips_.
I'm LaToya Blakely, and you can find me on Instagram at LaToya.Blakely.
And I'm Michael Klaus at TheOnlyMC on Instagram and on Twitter. Thank you guys so much.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.